Chapter 113, Revealing Time. As dusk settles, a gentle afterthought and subtle show of colour, tangerine to rose, mauve to indigo. The sun slips down behind the back of the stage, briefly infuses, then fades, leaving brushstrokes of clouds deftly done and momentarily aglow. And then, again, it is night. I come inside and take to my seat in the humble shack first mentioned back in Chapter 1, back in prehistory, the Bronze Age, or Neolithic, back even further, Paleolithic, if you like, back in the Stone Age. I sit at table in meagre glow and cheer afforded by weak flame and wick of kerosene lantern, found stashed away in the forest in a plastic drum of orphaned utensils, dismembered dolls and items of discarded clothing, all of which reeking of decay and melancholy. Amongst all that, I find this lamp miraculously intact. For once, something that is not broken. I rub vigorously with a rag, to no avail, not provoking any kind of shine, nor producing ejaculation of genie. Sometimes we have to make do with a world without magic. We have to make our own magic for it to wander hand in hand with nature's diminishing marvels, like a pretty little glowworm in dim wasteland void of hope and shared ideals, which must be where song comes in, and music too, to open other doors on other views, to hint at new paths to the waterfall, where we can linger in the rainbow sheen. What could be wrong with that? In any case, here I sit, savouring background sound of frogs burping in the bog, out there through the reeds, past the sap-dripping pines, under an ever-present shroud of fog, lingering like a curse. Here I sit scribbling somethings and nothings in a so-called diary, which is nothing but flattened paper bags stitched together with the unravelling thread of a jersey. It is night now, and I am full to brim with the fruits of the day. Steps taken, paths followed, scenes seen, people met and farewelled, thoughts noted and discarded, a poem written on a used paper serviette. All in all, quite a haul for a single day. As now a distant village clock strikes an hour, I don't know which, reminding me and anyone else within range that time exists, for better or worse. Each chime a gentle prod to the mind, hurrying us on, binding us in time. Even me, who is simply biding time. In any case, without such a contraption, the clock, I mean, we would have just night and day to calibrate our lives, the rise and fall of the sea, the come and go of the sun, sand sneaking through the pinched waste of the hourglass, nagging sensations of missing people and things. That must be time too. Putting on weight, mislaying memories, hair loss, all these could serve to calibrate time in some way or other. I am no expert, of course. An infant speaking first word, or suddenly walking, that's time too. The chick pecking through its shell, or leaving the nest, or the ones who leave us, going on their way. Where is it exactly they go to? I mean, being so definitive and all, they never do come back. That's time, just as much as smoke rising from a match or a tear falling from an eye. Time, too. Youth from a face, moon from the night, night from the moon, a baby from its mother's womb, a note from a string plucked, the look from an eye. All these things as well mark time, just as much as a clock or a watch. And yes, all the rest of it. Exploding suns, dying stars, tossing timeless rubble to infinity, swirling about up there in the night sky. Imagine it. More than our rudimentary heads can comprehend. Or is time simply an invention of ours to keep us from falling off the edge or falling apart, to synchronize or hypnotize us for what it's worth? Time, 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 time.